Up to Shin Lamed Beis Sif Dalet. Actually, we're in the middle of Shin Lamed Beis Sif Dalet. We're up to the second halach in the Ramah. Just to recap, the Mechaba of Sif Dalet, which is going to be important for tonight as well, that the Mechaba's case was, I may as well read it inside again, Amalo Balabais, Barbo, Vahalach HaShliach Vomlem Begimel, if the Balabais sent the Shliach to hire a worker for four, Vahalach HaShliach, and the Shliach went, Vomlem Begimel, and he told the Poyalim that the Balabais is willing to pay you three, Vomru Loi, and the Poyalim replied to the Shliach, Kamosh Amar Balabais. That was their reply. They responded, whatever the Balabai says, or as the Balabai says, Ava Pisha Malachtan Shavar Bo, even though their work was worth four, and therefore they should really be entitled to four, Ein Lem Elogimo Sharei Shomo Gimo Vekibla Aleim. Since they heard three from the Shaliach, even though they replied Kemoshama Balabais, they were makabal, it's as if they accepted the terms of three, and they only get paid three, even if their work was really worth four. We discussed last week that really this is a boya de lo yivshato, it's a suffix, and hamotzim nekaver lo varaya. Really, you could have touched up their response two ways. Either you could have said that they meant, when they said kamo shama balabais, meant that we trust you, that this is what the balabais says. We hear three and we say, come on, yeah, whatever the balabais says, we understand that that's what the balabais says, we trust you. So therefore, since they accepted the terms of three, they only get three. Or kamo shama balabais might mean, no, we want whatever the balabais said. And if in reality the Balabais really said four, then they would be entitled to four. And since you have a suffix, what they meant when they said that, Hametzim Mekaver Levarayim, they're only going to get three. Because we nemon, also Hametzim Mekaver Levarayim, we nemon, that all they meant was, yes, I trust you that that's what the Balabais said. Kamosha Mal Balabais, whatever he says goes, yeah, if he says three, it's fine with me. Now, what we didn't discuss last week, I held it off for this week, is that who cares what they said? Let's say we'll take this interpretation, that they, all they meant to say is Kamosha Ma Balabais, we trust you that that's what the Balabais said, and therefore they're only entitled to three. Who cares if that's what they meant? Why should they get stuck with three? Lamai says they said Kamosha Ma Balabais, we trust you that that's what the Balabais said. If in truth the Balabais didn't say that, why isn't it Ksitza B'Tais? Okay, the Poylem only accepted these terms of three is because they said, sure, whatever the Balabais said is fine with me, and I believe that that's what the Balabais said. But if the Balabais didn't say that, let it be a Ketzitza B'Tois, and everything should be bottled like we've been learning through the first three Sifim of the Simen, and then it should wind up that you have to reckon how much shots up, how much the Malacha is, and in this case, the Mechaba says clearly, the Malacha was Shava Arba, so therefore they should be entitled to four. No matter what interpretation you take, if you take the interpretation that we want what the Balabai said and he said four, zikha they're entitled to four. But even if you take on that what they meant was, is we trust you, this is what the Balabai said, and in truth it didn't happen, so look how you should be ksitza b'tois. They only accepted the terms of three, they based that on the fact that the Balabai told the shliach, authorized three, and since it wasn't the case, therefore they should be a pita laktisa, and they should get whatever the malach is, which is worth four. And yet in the Mechaba, in the Gemara, you see not like that. In the Gemara, you see that since they heard three, it's kayim for three, the terms that they accepted were three, even though they based it and they pegged the acceptance because we trust that that's what the Balabai said. And it didn't pan out. Doesn't make a difference. If they heard the terms of three, all they have to get three. And from here, the Achreinim, Nagdela, Achrein, Nagdela, Paiskim, Boyois, Eyesoid. Often in negotiations, and when you make up a contract, I mean, if it's written, it's a little clear. But often, a lot is said to convince one party and the other, a lot goes on. But the bottom line, what the poyalim and what the employee-employee relation, what they're nochas to, is the numbers that they hear. They might have heard three, and they said, commercial of Balabais, and we trust you, that's what Balabais said. But really, they were nochas to the terms of three. They heard three and they accepted three, even though they pegged it to the fact that Balabais must have told you three, and it wasn't true. Nevertheless, they're going to get the three that they accepted. They didn't make a Tanai Kofel. We're only accepting the three because that's what the Balabais said, and if the Balabais doesn't say that, then we don't want the three. Normally, when they Halak Yelak, oh yeah, sure, whatever the Balabais says. When you say, throw in added things, we're going to see tonight a couple other examples, important examples. The Das is, this is just like Shifra, it's just extra words thrown in, it's maybe Piyusim Zelazah, but that's not going to be Kaveh the price. The price is Nikva on the three that they heard. Sorry? It's a mechilas benim, they accepted these terms. No, the makasha was if they accepted three and they added They put a tenai to the acceptance. They agreed to the terms of three because that's what the Baal HaBayis said. And then they came out, the Baal HaBayis never said such a thing. The Baal HaBayis was offering four and they were shortchanged. Nevertheless, we say, even though they added commercial Baal HaBayis, we accept these terms based on the fact that the Baal HaBayis said it and it wasn't true, it never panned out. Nevertheless, it's as if they accepted the terms of three no matter what. Even if the Baal HaBayis didn't say it, even though they were Moisev, that's what the Baal HaBayis, no. Even if the Baal HaBayis never said it, they still accepted the terms of three. What they heard was three. And if they accepted those terms, that's it. They're locked in for three, even though they added commercial Baal HaBayis. Well, that's going to be halakas before that we had in Sif Beis, at the after room, it's a very short change, yeah.
Even if there's a noom dinner that the Baal HaBayis always hires for four, can we assume that when they heard three, they were really knew that three really doesn't mean three? Because it's a noom dinner that this person always hires for four.
So why didn't they say that? They should have said that the Baal HaBayis always says four. Then they should have repeated like such a thing. We know that Baal HaBayis always says four and commercial Baal HaBayis. They didn't do that. They just said stam commercial. I mean, if you have a real umdana, fine. But I don't think the fact that the Baal HaBayis always generally hires for four doesn't make the umdana here that it's going to be a nick for the schiris for four. This term, this expression, commercial Baal HaBayis, can go either way, and therefore you cannot be kaveyed for four, even though you know historically the Baal HaBayis has always been paying four. That's not going to work. I didn't see any achrenu who makes that chilek. I mean, if you tell me it's an ansahadi or something, you know, we'll start talking. But in absence of that, this is the halacha. Now let's start the second part of the Ramah. The Ramah starts Baal HaBayis shehita poyalam. The first part we already did last week. I'm just jumping over a case here. We needed this hakdama because you're going to see that this Ramah becomes problematic. Baal HaBayis shehita poyalam. If the Baal HaBayis fools the poyalam, va'omalehem, I su imi bedalit, work for me for four. Kamashu shah poyalim niskarim. All poyalim, the poyalim go for four. I'm hiring you for the going rate. The nimsu, and it's found out later on after they did the malacha, shiniskarim beyaisa, that the going rate when you hire poyalim is not four. It's really more than four, and they were duped. Oi, or faket, shah poyalim hitu Baal HaBayis. The poyalim told the Baal HaBayis, you know, we'll do the job for you, no problem. We'll give you a good rate, it's $10, because that's the going rate. And it came out that the going rate is really five. Because I got in such a case, Havikilu lo sachar zeh zeh klal. It's the bitter ktsitsa. The ktsitsa is bottle because they said, they pegged the amount. They said, I'm high. Let's say the poyalim, the last case with the poyalim to the Baal HaBayis, pay us 10 because that's the going rate. Well, since it became out that it wasn't the going rate, so it's bottle like ktsitsa, the nois and lahem kapachash of a poyalim. And you go back, if you go back to the argument it didn't, when you don't have a ktsitsa, you have to shots up how much a malach is, and you pay kapachash of a poyalim. Now, on this case, the shach has a major problem. Maybe I should first be masbah a little more, a few more examples. In the ratio of the case, where the Baal HaBayis fooled the poyalim, and the Baal HaBayis told them that the poyalim, he hired them for four, and they found that the going rate was higher. If there are few prices, if they're tiered, let's say some poyalim go for 10, some 9, some 8, some 7, whatever it is, so indeed the ktsitsa would be a bottle because no one goes for four, but again, he would only have to pay kapachash of a poyalim. And if the lowest level of poyalim are paid 6, for example, then the Baal HaBayis will have to pay 6. He won't be able to pay only 4, but on the other hand, he's not going to pay 10 because we have a klal, you always go kapachash of a poyalim. And the reverse case, inverted case, the second case where the poyalim fooled the Baal HaBayis. Again, if the poyalim told the Baal HaBayis 10 and it came out there are those who pay 5, 6, 7, 8, so he'll be able to get away with paying the 5 because that's pakash of a poyalim. Because the ktsitsa is bottom. The ktsitsa, the whole ktsitsa, this number was based on that's the going rate. Once that wasn't the going rate, everything is bottom and we resort back to the regular din of malacha done without a ktsitsa. Okay, that's the halacha in the Ramah. The Shach asked the Kasha on this Ramah, that it's a Molochai Seisa, the Mechavim. We just got through saying the Mechavim had a case where they said, Kamo Shomer Baal HaBayis. And we discount that entirely. We say, even though the Baal HaBayis said four, and even though you insisted, Kamo Shomer Baal HaBayis, but you heard three from me, and you accepted the terms of three, that you were Meisa Kamo Shomer Baal HaBayis doesn't really make a difference here. You heard three, you accepted three, and even if indeed the Baal HaBayis said four, it doesn't count, and you're locked in for three, and all you get for three. You don't say it's bata laktsitsa. No, because you heard three, you accepted three. You were amazing, much of my Baal HaBayis. I trust you, that's what Baal HaBayis said, but you didn't mean it. You didn't make it tonight kafal. anything like that. So therefore, we just discount those extra words. So here too, fek teshach, we should discount it, or at least become the same suffix as we have in the Makabe. Again, the Makabe wasn't a vadik, Makabe was a boy d'loiv shita. We should say here too, when the, let's give a case, when the balabayit, let's say when the poilim tell the, which case was better, yes, from, let's say the first case, when the balabayit tells the poilim that he's hiring them for four, and it's, in truth it came out that it was for 10, so it's a soft. So the Makabe says over here, the Ramah says over here, sorry, it's a Kitzitza D'Tayis, because they only accepted the terms of four because that was a going rate. If it came out that that wasn't a going rate, then it's a Batal HaKitzitza, and they get paid Kepaksha B'Poilim, even though it's worth more than four. Frek Teshach, why should that be the case? Maybe since they heard four from the Balabayas, they were not just to accept the terms of four. The Balabayas just smooth-talked them in and said, don't worry about it, everyone gets four, this is the going rate. He fooled them. Well, what? One second. In the Mechaba's case, what was the case of Mechaba? The shliach went over to the boilem and said, "I'm hiring you for three." And skalkim abal abayis. And doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. Mechaba doesn't make a difference. In fact, fakat the malacha that they did was four, so the zikut should deserve four. But nevertheless, the Mechaba says you only get three. Why? Because if they heard three. All they get is three. Either we're Moise Kamoisham of Alabais, we totally discount that. Who cares? You were Moise, very nice, you try to justify why you're getting paid three, you're trying to maybe just make strike conversation here, part of your negotiations. But Lamai says, you heard three, you're getting three. So here too, if the Balabais told them four, even though he added that that's the going rate, if they heard four, they accepted four.
He said a lie, though, that's a difference.
He said a lie, so I'll have to do Tshuva Yom Kippur. Okay. Okay. Okay, that's a different one. We're going to get to that in a minute.
There's a difference. When you tell somebody, work for me the same way your friend worked, or work for me the same way everybody else works, so they assume that everybody works like that. That's what I'm asking. But the case of the Mechaba with Balabais doesn't mean, they said, okay, fine, but it doesn't mean anything. But here you're saying, listen, this is what everybody works for. You'll work for me for that price? That's
where
everybody works, we'll find.
Okay, maybe you're saying Rav Kivegas Teretz. We'll get it. Let me just go slowly, go back dark, because I don't want to confuse. I'm getting a little confused here. The Ramah's case was that the Balabai said four, and like the going rate, and it came out the going rate was higher, he has to pay more. The Shaili is, if they heard four, they should have accepted at least a suffix. Maybe they accepted four. We don't know what they were knockers. Were they really saying like on the four that they heard, or were they saying like on the going rate? And it should be a tzaddik, just like the Mechaba, you don't know, were they really samech on the three that they heard, or they really samech, k'moshem ha-balabayis, that the balabayis really meant to pay more. And you have a tzaddik, what they meant, k'moshem, and that should be, or, all right, let's leave it at that. That should be the kasha. And therefore the Shach argues with the Ramah, and says this halacha is not true. He paskins against the Ramah, that in Echanam, if the balabayis will say four, even the going rate, the smallest going rate, let's say is higher, is seven, six, doesn't make a difference, the balabayis could walk away and only paying four, because maybe the poilim accepted the terms of four. He added, that is the going rate, so you have a suffix, you don't know what they were really saying on, and it's a mezmek avail of araya, and the balabayis would get away with the smaller amount. You want to know he did a chet, he lied to them, he fooled them, yes, it might be going to anozvarm, which we'll discuss shortly, but but how much he has to get paid? We have a suffix in the Mitzvah Mekaver Lovarai. That's a Shita Sashach. Not like the Ramah. The Taz asks the same Kasha, and the Taz is Moisif, that if you look to the Makar of the Ramah was coming really from the Yishalmi and the Rashba. The case over there was slightly different than the Ramah. He says, with Kitsa B'makam Shavale L'Arach. He missed an important ingredient to the case. The case was that the Balabais goes over to the Poyalim and tells the Poyalim, I would like to hire you for four. And the poilim respond back, what's the going rate? How much do our poilim go for? How much do our chaverim go for? And by the way, they said, yeah, the going rate is four, and that's what I'm giving you for. So there the Tai says, since you see that the poilim made an issue, they asked him, what is the going rate? They made an issue in the negotiations, what it is, and they asked him, and he responded, no, this is the going rate. So then you see that really the deal was struck, how it was closed, on the going rate. And therefore, if the going rate was higher, it's a mekach toys, a ktitza b'toys, and you have to give him kapakash b'poyim, which is more than the four that they heard. But in the Ramah's case, which you don't see the give and take, it's just that the balabais approach poyim, hey, I'll give you four, and that's the going rate. There the Taz also argues with the Ramah and says, no, it would not be a ktitza b'tayla, it won't be bottled, because they heard four, they were not good for four. The fact that he laid and he said, you know, that's the going rate. That was just, again, just to sweet talk them into it, but the smichas das was on the four that they heard. So he's moida b'miktas to Ramah. He's moida to Ramah's halacha is true in the case where the Rishonim say it, but not in the way the Ramah brought down the case. The case is only limited to a case where the poilim responded and asked them how much is the going rate, or vice versa. Let's say it would be a case where the poilim would tell the Baal HaBayis the price will charge you for. And the Baal HaBayis asked, well, what's the going rate? And then that he said, well, the going rate is, the poilim responded, the going rate is 10. So then you see a vaita, you see that the smichas das of Baal HaBayis was for the going rate, and if it didn't pan out, then it's a ketzitza b'dois. But in absence of that, it's going to be a mekach chaim, as I zok to tas. Right, so the Baal HaBayis only said it. He said if they don't, then it's just like the Mechaber's case, where even it was discussed Kama Shomer Baal HaBayis and it didn't come out to be true. Nevertheless, they heard three, they accepted three. And we just said that everything besides the magical number, we just discount. When you hear a number, you hear a price, that's what you knock us to. Everything else doesn't count. Here too, everything else doesn't count. The only reason why it counts like that is because you look at the Rishonim said that there was a give and take, and the Poilim requested, well, what is the going rate? And the Baal HaBayis assured them, this is the going rate. Oh, if this is the going rate, fine, I accept the terms. And it came out that it wasn't, sorry?
I'm asking is that even if the Poilim don't ask, is that the going rate? Because in fact, the Baal HaBayis said that.
Yeah, but that's not enough, because in the Makabah also, it was said, Kamo Shomer Baal HaBayis, and that wasn't enough. He discounted. You go bust with the number. The only reason why here you make more, you go bust off the terms, is because they made an issue out of the terms. That's what the Taz says. However, Rikivego, Fanfiz Raman, Rikivego says the Yesod, and that's probably what Yitzchak meant. Rikivego says that when you talk about other terms, when you talk about nice things, commercial mabalabai, zaitaka things into the agreement, those things we discount. When you're talking about the meat of the price, I mean, what the whole scarce poilim is a price, is a going rate. If you tell me this is the going rate, how can you discount that? That's part of the deal. The negotiation, the price, was clearly done on the going rate. When you talk about commercial mabavayis, if you would talk about other zaitkazachin and echanami, we'll discount them. Whatever number you hear, that's what the deal was closed on. But when you tell me that's the sharp poilim niskarim, that is the going rate, how could you discount that? They're trying to, when you make a negotiation, you're trying to get the going rate, trying to get maybe a good price, maybe even better than the going rate. But the kol hapokus, you're trying to get a fair price. And if he tells you that this is the fair price, how can you tell me that wasn't my smichas das? Like, clearly my smichas das was on that. And therefore, the Ramah is correct that it would be a ktsitsa betela, and we'll go back to the regular din of kipalka shebebailim. And that's Dr. Kivega. Well, if you really want to, it's a Yerushalmi. It's really come from the Yerushalmi. And yeah, it's a little cheshmer, because if you want to know the truth, the Yerushalmi says fakir from the Ramah. The Yerushalmi says that in this case, all the way, and Shammai says, it's not even a sofek. Zichr the Mecca Kaskayim, and you discount everything else the person says, and all he could have is terumis. And the Rishonim, the Rashbon, other Rishonim, or to Makluk is Rishonim, does the Bavli argue with the Yerushalmi. And we pass, no more passing like the Rashbon, that the Bavli indeed argues with the Yerushalmi. Now you see, really, everyone just coming from the case of Yerushalmi. So really, catches in the Yerushalmi, what we say in that case? The Yerushalmi is saying even a bigger Kiddush. Even though the Poilim insisted, how much is the going rate? Nevertheless, the Mecca Kaskayim, the Ktitz is not bottom. And from there, everyone just plays their case on the Yerushalmi. But the Maisa is, look, and the Kanaim, Lurik Vega doesn't make a difference. The Ketzitza would be bottled because there is a clear smichas das on the going rate. Zayt Gazak, which have nothing to do with the number, we can discount. But something which has to do with the number, the only reason why we came to this number is because it's the going rate. And I ask you, is this going rate? Or even if I don't ask you, you tell me this is going rate. Clearly, my smichas das is on this, and therefore the Ketzitza is bottled.
What if there are several going rates, you said before, but none of them, let's say the final said the going rate is 10, and then there were going rates of 4, 6, and 8.
So therefore, he'll get 4.
Why can't we say, let's go to 8? In other words,
because the ktsitsa that I said,
if I said 8, let's say I said 8, not 10, then you would have to give it to him, because that's one of the going rates.
No, well that's a tricky thing which I was trying to not really get stuck on. Because there is a klal that you always pay kapokosha b'poilim. And in absence of any ketzitza, you pay kapokosha b'poilim. So when the Baal HaBayis, well, let's say the poilim, when the poilim told the Baal HaBayis that the going rate is 10, what did they mean by that? They didn't mean that there are some people who take 10. They meant that everyone takes 10. Maybe people will take more, but they meant that the rock bottom is 10, because the Baal HaBayis always looks for the rock bottom. So I guess it's an.
You said 8, and still it would go down to profit.
Right. It means as long as you find those who get less, so it was a bittul on the ketzitza. They said that this is the going rate, and it's not true. If you learn that shot, really, if you want truth to be told, is that if you go back a step, you look in the Yisham and the Rishonim, this is not the case. Their case is where you said clearly, roiv. The Baal HaBayis approached the poyalim and said, "I'm hiring you for 4 because roiv poyalim on the skarim bedalit." And it came out that the roiv was more than 4. So there we say the ketzitza is bottom. And inverted cases as well, where the poilim approach the Baal HaBayis and say, roiv poilim are hired for 10, and it came out that no, roiv poilim get less than 10, vaita the ktitza would be bottom. And there they said, what going raid, where they said clearly it's totally on the roiv. The Ramah leaves out that Hesafah, that we're going wrong. They just said, commercial poilim niskarim, which might mean all the poilim, depending if the poilim are talking to the Baal HaBayis or vice versa. The Smar says, in the case of the Rishonim, when it's a roiv, he says it'll come out on nafkamina, because really you're supposed to go kabakasha b'poilim. So what would happen in this case if the Baal HaBayis tells the poilim, I'll give you 4, and that's the going rate. And it came out that the going rate is higher than 4. So we said before, if it's 6, 8, 10, he gets away with 6. It's the smallest amount. What happens if it goes for, there are some for 4, some for 6, some for 8, some for 10? What will happen? The Baal HaBayis will get out, he'll win, because he'll only have to pay 4, because Vaita, he found a Bokesh of a Poilim which has a rate of 4. So even though he might have fooled them to believe that that may be across the board the going rate or whatever it is, but if you're going to be Mavato the Ketitza, you're going to wind up Vaita with the number 4, because that is the Bokesh of a Poilim. And to take it a step further, if you find Bokesh of a Poilim going for 3, and the Baal HaBayis tells him, look, I'm paying you 4 and that's the going rate, and let's say come out, everybody takes 10. And we want to say that it's a bitter like tzitza. Well, if you're going to be mevatel the tzitza, then we're going to give you pakshe b'poilim, I'll only give you 3. So there the Rashba says that the poilim, if they're smart, they should just accept the tzitza that they heard and take 4. Because if they're mevatel it, they'll even get less. You always get away with pakshe b'poilim. But the sma is moisef, but if the deal was gebait on roiv, there he said it'll be a different halacha. That is, that if the poilim would tell the Baal HaBayis, hire us for 4, hire us for 10, because roiv poilim get 10. And it came out that poilim get, I don't know, anywhere from 4 to 8. And we're going to move out to the ktsitsa. There this man says the Baal HaBayis won't be able to get away with 4. He'll have to pay what the roiv get. Because what's his whole taina to be mavat of the ktsitsa? Is because he was nochas that that was the roiv. Okay, fine, so I fooled you, 10 wasn't the roiv, but 6 is the roiv, so pay me 6. You won't be able to pay me 4 kipaksha b'poilim. Because you were nochas to either 10 or to roiv. So if you're going to move out to the 10, but give me clutch 6, which is the right, but you won't be able to give me Pakesh HaBayim because you want Menachas not to take Pakesh HaBayim. You want Menachas to go bust to the right. Whereas if you'll have the inverted case, there it's not going to work out so well, the Kivega says, because if the Baal HaBayis will tell the Poilim, I'm paying you 4, and that's the right, and it will come out that Poilim get anywhere from 6 to 10, and we'll make it even better. Even if the right gets 6, the Kivega says, Vaita, the Baal HaBayis will be able to get away with 4 if you find the Pakesh HaBayim. Because from the Baal HaBayis' perspective, he said 2 Lashonis, either 4 or Roiv. And let's say it came out that Roiv is 6. I wasn't Nochus to pay 6. I'm not Nochus to pay 6. I was only Nochus to pay 4 because I thought that was the Roiv. If you tell me the Roiv is 6, at that time maybe I wouldn't have taken you all together. So it'll be a bit of luck to see, and back to the drawing board you get Pakesh HaBayim, which in this case it turns out to be only 4, and he'll get away with 4. It's only the other way around, Dr. Kivega is a smagarek. That is, that if the poilim tell the Baal HaBayis 10, and roi poilim neskarim b'ten. So he said 10, and that is the going rate. That's the going rate of the majority. The roiv take 10, and it came out that the roiv don't take 10. The roiv take 8, and there are some even take 6. There the smagarek, Dr. Kivega, they'll have to pay him 8. Because Mamanarok, he was already prepared to pay 10. And he was prepared to pay like the roiv. So how should he get away with only paying Kabakshu B'Boilim? Whichever one he takes is going to be more than Kabakshu B'Boilim. Either he takes 10, because that's what he was knocked to, or if he wants to be Mavatil the deal, because he'll say, I was really Seimich on the fact that that's the going rate with the Roiv, so good, so pay me like the Roiv, which is 8. But I can't get away with paying only 6 Kabakshu B'Boilim, because I was already accepted the terms of more than Kabakshu B'Boilim. But in the inverse case, Rikivega says that this schedule won't work out. In the inverse case, if the Baal HaBayis tells the poilim 4, and that's the roiv, and it came out that the roiv gets more than 4, the poilim can't tell the Baal HaBayis, well, you knock us to pay me the roiv and pay me 6. Because the Baal HaBayis can say, I was only knock us to the roiv, because of 4. more than four, I was never nachas to the roiv, and therefore it's bata laktitza, and I give you kapalka shabba poyelen. Well, obviously, all these cases I'm talking about where the work was already done. If the work wasn't done, and there's a misunderstanding, we said last week, the bum just will walk off the job because they're not going to get paid what they anticipated. But when you did the job, so you can't turn that back. The job was already done. The balabai says, muksik. He says, look, I was never nachas to pay more than four, bata laktitza, and only can pay you kapalka shabba poyelen. And the backdrop, what was bothering you before, Ari, is yes, it's true that the Taz says a case and the Miri says such a case, and that with these type of trickeries, and I hire a poel and I say this is the going rate and I get him to do the job, even if it's Maisim B'Khoyim, the Taz says Maisim B'Khoyim, you try to handle with someone. You go over to a diamond dealer, a broker, and you say, look, you know, I'll pay you $1,500 for the stone. The guy says, no, I can't sell it. I already got someone already offered $1,600. I can't sell to you for $1,500. And Nishkadag and Nishkaflagin, and then let's say you, okay, fine, I'll offer it, I'll pay you $1,650. There again, the mekach is going to be kayim, because I was not going to pay $1,650. The fact that you fooled me and you duped me and you strung me to pay the $1,650 based on the fact that someone offered you $1,600, it wasn't true, and a kanami, you did a reasonable gnev is that. And the Sefer Chassidim brings down such a case and he says it's also to do. But you want to know what the deal was consummated? The deal was consummated on $1,650. Or a broker in a house, very often you call up a broker and you put in an offer, and the broker says, no, he's not going to take that offer because I already, someone else put in a bigger offer, and lie that we know already from numerous Dinei Torah, Nishkategen, Nishkaflegen, it never happened. That in economy is a reasonable form of Gnevis Das. But if you want to know if the guy ended up offering the higher price, he's going to have to pay it because he that's what he was not, because he was Semek Das to consummate the deal on the higher price. But yes, it will be a Gnevis Das. Sorry? If the Dinam of Anor will apply, yes. But here we're talking about Poyalim. Kavlan rather has Dinam of Anor, the Raman Pasim, the Mechabat. But by Poyalim, there's no Dinam of Anor. To the lav is a Machlekes Rishonim. Or by Kaka, by real estate, the same thing. You'll have a Machlekes Rishonim if you have a Nisa, but it's not going to be Dinam of Anor. So you won't have the right to be Mavatel Mekak. If you're a Kavlan here, let's say in this case, if there'll be a Kavlan and Roy Poyalim get 10 and he hired him for 4, something wild, more than the Shtus, of other you can move out to the Mecca and try to get more. And a Konami. Kaka has no Anor. You might be over Nisa, it's Machlekes Rishonim, you still have the law, but there's no recourse in terms of Anor. But in terms of Gnevis Das, it was Gnevis Das. If a broker tells you or a seller tells you, I can't take that price because someone offered higher and it's not true, that's Gnevis Das. And the Nesibis sort of tries to make a pshara between the Shach and the Ramah. He says, "Ein l'dayin el amash ein avroyes." He says you have to really be nochas to see how the negotiations were done. If they were just sweet talking that, you know, this is the going rate, blah, 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 but the bottom line is, I'm hiring you for 4, so the bottom line was 4, and he accepted the terms of 4. But at the time, you know, at the end, if the bottom line was, I'm hiring you for because that is the going rate, then he says, well, then it's bottom because it didn't pan out. The going rate wasn't 4. And he's tried to make a pshara between the Shach and the Ramah. That's basically the Taz, but one step. The Taz said the case where the Poilim responded is at the going rate. So they made an issue out of it. And then the Nesiva says, even if they didn't make that response, even in the Ramos case, just I'm hiring you for and that's the going rate, he could also hear that it would be a Ketitza B'Tela because they were not, because that was the going rate. But let's say we're talking about negotiations, it could take a few meetings, and we say, well, the going rate for such a manager could be anywhere between $40,000 to $60,000. And Sefer Shodava, let's say the next meeting, we're at the end, we talk about what about pension, what about benefits, what about insurance, what about other things, what are the hours, when on vacation, and at the end, okay, so you know what, I'll hire you for 40, I'll hire you for 50, and it came out, and the going rate of a manager was 70 to 100, and he was duped. Then the Nesiva says, you can't tell me that there was Samech on that. That was, you know, 10 minutes ago in the conversation. But at the time we made up the price, we weren't talking about that was Shapoilim Niskarim. So then Avada, the Ktitza would be Kayim like the Shach. So he says, Eino Dan Elamai Shein Avroi, you have to see how the Ktitza was done. All right, let's continue. Balabais, Shesacha Poilim, if the Balabais hired Poilim, Vama Lahem, Litin Loi Chepetz Beskaroi, if he promised, instead of giving a payment, he promised a specific item. Sometimes you can have with workers, I'll give you a vodka, I'll give you this, I'll give you a chayfetz. You can have a child, and you hire a child to do something to mow the lawn, and I'll give you, I don't know, a box of chocolates, sour beers, whatever it is. If you give a promise, a chayfetz bischaroi, sorry? Barter. It's a type where we're going to get to if it's barter or not. We'll see in a second. If you promised a chayfetz b'scharay, the halacha is yachalitin lo'achakach domav. You do not need to give him the chayfetz. You can just give him the value of the chayfetz. Hoyel v'lamashach hachayfetz lo'ikana. Since he did not do a meshicha on the chayfetz, he did not make a proper kinyan on the chayfetz, he doesn't own the chayfetz, for Baal HaBayis is not mechuyev to give him the chayfetz, he's mechuyev to give only the value of the chayfetz. You could hire an employee and you could make a salary plus a schus to have a certain amount of shares in the company, if you want to take it to corporate America. So you might not be mechuyev to give these shares, because if that's considered a chayfetz, I might have to give you the value of that chayfetz, but I need not give you the actual shares, because you didn't make a proper kinyan on those shares. And what's the svar of this? So the it's really going back to Rishonim. They're trying to bring down a case, it's a Gemara. The lumdus is that in order to make a proper kinyan on a chayfetz, you need mashicha, agba, whatever the kinyan mechotza, whatever the chalipin, whatever the kinyan might be. Here, Schiris avada is cut, so when you make a kitzvah na schiris avada, whatever you promise, it's binding. If I promise a plumber I'm paying him $1,000 to do this job and he does it, the fact that he did the malacha for me, I'm bound, I'm automatically chayiv to pay him. Tumura says malacha, I'm automatically chayiv to pay him the dollar value. Pula is considered like ketaf. It's as if the poil paid the Baal HaBayis. Instead of paying it with money, he paid the Baal HaBayis with malacha. But that has value. He gave the Baal HaBayis value, the value of his malacha. Now, value, kesef, is not koinim metaltalman. We have a call that even though kesef is koinim midiraisa, but midirabana and chazal took away the kinyan kesef, and he only left it to a mishapara. So therefore, if a poel is going to do a malacha, and you promise him a chayfetz for its payment, it's as if the poel gave the Baal HaBayis the value of his malacha, the money of his malacha. He paid the Baal HaBayis for this chayfetz, and even if he would do that, he's not koina, because kesef is not koina. The kesef is ma'ira, indeed the kesef is not koina, but you should have a mishapara. And he says, in a kanami over here, you would have a mishapara, unless he has a chaf, unless we'll be talking about a case, there's a klal that schiris enem shalamet elul b'soif. But tzchiris is mechayev mitchilav atzayif. Every time a poel, if you'll have a kabbalah and he'll build you something, and we're in kedushin, an omen, every mochash, every bang, if he cleans, every thing that he does for you on your item, every hitting with the hammer, whatever it is, if you got paid a job, $100 for the entire job, so every mochash, every thing could be worth a dollar. So he says, the Gemara says that sometimes each bit that the poel does is pachas mishavar pruta. So he said, if you give like that, then it's not going to be enough. There's nothing there. It's all one big havot. It's not going to be mechayev anything. But in economy, if the last clap that the poel did, the last nail that he banged into the house, is worth a shavar pruta, then in economy, that would be a kesef. Till then, it's not going to be b'teris kesef. And he says, because the pruta that you were mechayev to pay him yesterday when he banged in the first nail in the house, today is already a havot. Today I just owe it to him from yesterday. And Havah is also, the way we pass an Havah is not going to make a Mishapara. You have to have real money. But the last bang that he does, at that time, you're chayiv to pay him. That last bang, if that last bang is worth a Shavar Pruta, it's as if the poel gave a Shavar Pruta to the Baal HaBayis, and therefore the Baal HaBayis, in return, has to give him the chayvetz, but it's Mishapara. He doesn't own the chayvetz, and he backs out, he has the right to back out, the legal right to back out, but the contractual right to back out, Ravada, he'll have a klal of Mishapara. That's what the Ketzayis suggests in the Ramah. It's a bit of chos that the Ramah doesn't mention that there's a Mishapara. The Nesivis in Reish Gimel, Sivkon Zayin, he argues with the Ketzayis. He says that if the Ramah doesn't mention Mishapara, clearly there's no Mishapara here either. And he says that the chilik on the term, what the lush in the Baal HaBayis used, and the poel used. If the Baal HaBayis would tell the poel, like the case of the Gemara by an Esnan, that if you do this malacha, this chayfetz is yours. If he tells the poel, if you do me this malacha, you'll own these shares, then in a chanami, that will be as if he was paid kesef, and it'll be a mishapara. But the lashon Ramah is, not that you'll own it, not that your payment is a kinyan on this item, but rather, I promise I'll give you. If you do this malacha for me, I'll give you that. I'll give you kinyan etein, there's no such kinyan. You can't give me money and I'll give you something. The kinyan is not going to be mechayiv that. So therefore the Nesiva says that in the lashon that the Ramah uses in this case is not even in Mishapara. He might have again duped the poel, and then maybe he can go into inyanim of Gnei Vistasia perhaps. Perhaps not, because at least he's getting the value of the chayvitz. Sorry? Where as if he would have gotten a chayvitz? Ah, yeah. Yeah, okay, it's a good shiloh. They didn't have the shiloh then. I don't know. what would we do? You'd have to be moiser because to compensate for the tax that he now has to pay. I don't know. First of all, Balabai can be zeicha something from himself to anybody. That doesn't work. And second of all, this is the toivus of Balabai. The Balabai is being able to get away by not paying the chavis. He can give money. Why would the Balabai want to be zeicha to him? He received work and he promised to give a chavis. And now he changed his mind. He doesn't want to give that item anymore. He doesn't want to give him a shares in the company. He doesn't want to be a shutter with him anymore. That's it. He will get away with it. Le'idiki said, the inverted case, says that let's say, faket, the poor comes to the Balabais and tells the Balabais, well, I know this halacha, that this kinyan doesn't work, so now give me money, give me the value of the chefetz. Le'idiki says that Avada the Balabais has a right to stick the poor with the chefetz. Let's say the shares of the company might have gone down and he wants to be stuck with the shares. The Balabais has a right to stick the shares because the deal was for the chefetz. It's the chefetz. Now, you didn't do a proper kinyan of chefetz, so I have to give you its domim, its value. But the mice is the pula, which our terms of the agreement was for the chefetz. You can't now change the term and say, oh, you want money. No, that you can't do because I'm willing to pay with the chefetz, and that's considered proper payment. Not if we make up. Pakush Rebbeim is only when there's no ktsitz. If I make up, I'm hiring a worker for 10, and it comes out that the work is 20. Tough luck, he accepted 10. I mean, it might be all no again, but tough luck, he accepted 10. He only gets paid 10. Oh, okay, we're going to get... I threw that in just to wake up the Olam a little bit, but we're going to get... We have to be magged at that a little bit more. But if there's no kinyan on the chayfetz, but you were nochis to that, so I'm allowed to pay you, even if there's no kinyan. The terms are, the payment plan was to give you this chayfetz, and that's enough. That's what the ksai says. Now, what would be if it fluctuates? What's going to happen? At what time? Now, he's going to give him only the value of the chayfetz. What is considered the value of the chayfetz? At the time the ktsitz, at the time they went to contract, at the time the actual pula was done, later on, maybe when he was tevayah the malach, when he was tevayah payment, when do we go by? So the Nesiva says that we're always going to go by at the time of the gemar hapula, the time that the pula was mechayev, the payment, at that time, that's when we have to reckon how much the value was. He gives a case even stronger. What would be if I promise you that I'm going to give you next year's crops? I'm going to give you Peris Dekel. Now, you can do even a Dovah Shalom B'Lelem. You're allowed to make a kitzvah even on a Dovah Shalom B'Lelem, even though there's no kinyan. But the terms were the payment is going to be this Dovah Shalom B'Lelem. So what happens if I promise upon, I'm going to give him next year's crops, that's going to be his payment. So the Ksai says that you're going to have to give the value of next year's crops next year. That means when the crops actually materialize. And the Siva argues, he says, not true. You have to always go bust of the Gemara Pula. At the time of the Pula, right now, it's always a risky. The crops might freeze. Who knows what's going to happen next year? There's always some risk involved. Even if the crops next year is worth, let's say, $100,000, right now, a guy might be willing to cut a deal and just get a payout for $80,000 and not take the risk for next year. So Nesiva says, all you have to give him is $80,000, because today, at the time of the pula, the value that I promised for next year's crop, that's worth today only $80,000. The fact that you have a schus for next year's crop, that's all it's worth. So I have to only give you $80,000. As I said to Nesiva, the Maril Diskin doesn't like the Nesivis. He wants to take it even a step early. He says they should go past the time of the contract. Now, he wasn't talking about Peris Dekel, but let's say time in terms of a chavitz going up and down, Yukra Vezula, he time is that you should go past the Ksitza. The Ksitza was, I'm going to pay you this chavitz. Well, at the time of the Ksitza, instead of giving you a dollar amount, we pegged it to a chavitz. We'll find out how much a chavitz was at the time of the contract, and that's how much you were really hired for. The fact that it goes up and down, what happens later on, is irrelevant. The ketitza was done at the time of the chiris, at the time of the initial upmach. Could be in svara. I hear very stark in svara what Peris Dekel might be different. In terms of Yukra Vezula, something which is unexpected, and a chanami, you know, Mario Diskin saying a svara that you should go both at the time of the contract. But if you're going something which has to grow, which has to develop, and I was nochus to that development, it's a little hard to understand that we're going to go bust the contract at the time we did it. L'chayra, you could say, and that's why L'chayra says even went further and say it goes bust the next year, because the deal was for those payers deco, for those payers that are going to grow. So it's as if we were not, because we set out clearly, when you pay me, you want to give me that chayfetz next year, those payers fine, or give me the value of the payers next year. Could be payers deco would be different. At least in the regular Yukav Azula type of situation, where the Nesiva says, you go boss the Gemara Pula, the Maril Diskin says, you go boss the initial contract. And the Maradiskin clears the shaila. The Ramaz case is talking about where you only were cut a chefetz. What happens if you did both? What happens if I told a guy, okay, for this job, it's going to be $100, and I promise him a Johnny Walker. Okay, it's $100, and instead I'll give you this Johnny Walker. And it comes out that, in truth, this bottle of whiskey was really worth less. Let's say the bottle was really worth only $75. It wasn't blue label, it was black label, whatever it is, and I only have to give you $75 for it. Do I say, well, the Ramos says, I'm allowed to give you the value of the chafetz, and since the chafetz's value is only worth $75, I can stick you with $75. Or do we say, no, when can you do that if all I said was $75? All I said was the chafetz, which is value $75. But here where I said $100, and instead, we'll give you the chafetz. It's clear that our intentions were nukas to the $100, just we pegged it to a chafetz. If you want to give me the chafetz, then you can get away with the chafetz. But if you don't want to give me the chafetz, you can give me just its value for 75, if we said clearly that we're nukas to $100. And he blibes shay, he's mesupik, tzarkiyin, what would be a halach in such a case. But at least in the Ramaz case, if you only say the chafetz, you're allowed to give just the value of the chafetz. All right, let's go on. We have two more sifrim to finish up. Saka balabais ba'atzmai b'sela. The balabais himself. So there's no mess ups, there's no misunderstandings. A new case. Hey, in love is similar cases. Saka balabais ba'atzmai b'sela. If you hide someone for a seller, v'nizdalzula ha'malacha. In the middle of the job, the malacha goes down. And the balabais shortchanged. He took a risk and he got a bad deal now. He can get another pearl for much cheaper. The Herolam Balabais Panam Zayafim and Balabais showed the Panam that he's upset, he wants to fire them. And they convinced him, they sweet talked him, no, keep us on, don't worry about it. The Balabais cannot say, at the end of the day, I really want to be Chayza, because it's the work is worth cheaper now. And so I'm saying, that you sweet talked me to continue, that I shouldn't fire you. My understanding was, I only allowed you to continue the malachas because you're going to accept the terms of the cheaper wage that's now in the marketplace. Because you see that I was upset. I wanted to fire you. I told you I'm going to fire you. And you convinced me to hold you on, but that's only my understanding was that I'm going to only have to pay you the lower price. Even though I promised you initially sell it, but the market price went down. That he cannot say. Shame Yomru, because they could tell him, Lo piyasnucha el adash, and nasa malacha teva v'chenesino. No, we never entertained going down and cutting our rate. We had a deal with you as a seller. The contract has to stand. The fact that we sweet-talked you to keep us on, even though we realized that times were hard and you can get cheaper poilin, we sweet-talked you, we're going to do a better job, other things that will make it worth your while, but not that we were ever nukas to cut our salary. And the poilin would win out. Hagazak the Ramah, he qualifies this. V'yesh mechalkin, dim ha-balabayis, omer b'feirish. If the Balabais, when he fired them, says, "Eini noisun lachem elakak," I'm firing him because I don't want to pay a poll more than a chatzi seller, because that's the going rate, and I refuse to pay you more than that. And halachically, he has the right, which we'll see later on in Shinlam Magimel, he would have the right to back out even without terumis, which is sorry. And in the middle of the malacha, which we're going to see in the case, the shach is going to give you a case, one second. But if there would be such a case that the Balabais would have a right to back out even below terumis, then avagav the chozru paisu, even though the poilim went ahead and tried to convince the Balabais to carry them on, in the noisin ela kumay shama, there he'll only have to pay the smaller amount, because when he fired them, he told them, I refuse to pay more than a chatzi zelah, than a shekel. I don't want to pay a zelah. That's it. And if they convinced him to take them, to take them back, they obviously, even though they didn't talk out new terms, it's clearly it was on those terms of the firing that he's going to pay them less. But if there would be tarumis, one second, if there would be tarumis, then we'll have to say that when you mafais him, they'll mafais him to get back halachically what's rightfully theirs, which is the initial price of a seller, and probably the Balabais was also nokus to that, because he knows he's doing something no good. If he would back out and cut their salary, they would have tarumis on him. So if they were nokus, they were mafais him bistam, and he took them back, he was mafais him clearly on the terms of the old deal, which was the entire seller. Now how could you have a case that the Balabais is a lot of fire guy in the middle without the terumis? So there are rare cases, but the shach mentions one of them, and that is if the poilim backed out first. But you have this, it's a rare situation. We had such a case in the Dintaira, where the poilim decided to walk off the job for whatever reason. They decided that's it. A builder, middle contractor, he got it fuming, he's walking off the job. whether he had the right to walk up there, he doesn't have the right to walk up the job. We'll see in Shin Lamed Gimel. That's it. He's finished. He's out of here. Then he changes his mind. You know what? He goes back to Rabbi. You know what? Okay, I'll do your house. I see I was hot-headed. I shouldn't have done. I shouldn't have walked off. Bye. He apologized. Now take me back. Rabbi says, you know, but I see I can get poilim for much cheaper somewhere else. So forget it. I'm not taking you back. And the poet said, what do you mean? I do such a great job, and I'm already in the middle of the job, and you should hire me because I know how to finish a job. I have this old plans with my architect, blah, 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 blah. And he sweet talks the guy, and he takes him back. Now, the poet will say, well, I went back because you promised that the house is going to be $250,000. And my wife said, 1 minute. When I told you, I had a right to not take you back because you walked off the job. And when you came back to me, I told you I could really get the house finished by someone else for less than that. I can get someone for $230,000. And you sweet talk, you know the deal, and everything, I should take you. So I took you, but I'm not willing to pay you more than $230,000 because that is the going rate. I have the right not to take you back. There's no two rumors because you walked out or first. And when I told you, I mentioned to you that I'm not willing to pay more than this new going rate or this cheaper rate that I could find. So therefore, even though when you came back, we didn't finalize a new price, but it was the understanding, and my understanding was that clearly I'm not going to pay you more than the going rate now, which is less, which is $230,000. Had the poet not walked off the katkhila, then in the Kalami would be stuck to pay him $250,000, because then it would have been tarumis, and if he took them back stam, then in the Kalami he has to pay him the full $250,000. Unless he makes up clearly, he might have to rumors, but unless he reads up clearly, he's not paying the $250,000, minas tam, he was knocked to the old price. But if he had a right to back out without the rumors, if he came back, he's coming back at a lower price.
Why is he being fined for not to keep the $250,000?
Why is the problem fine? He wants a job.
No,
he wants a job. No, maybe the problem is upset at the poll. He walked off his job. That's it. Please take me back. You know, I can get other plan for $230,000. Please take me back. I know the job. Blah, blah, blah. He'll only have to get around. He only have to pay him $230,000. Obviously, in the dynamic chain of words, what the lashon was said. But if this is the lashon that was said, then he would get away with the cheaper price. V'chein, zok to mechaben, inverikethem, hukra ha-malacha, and faket, heim, v'heim, the poilem, heru loipanem zoyafis, and they were complaining to him, I'm slapped in this job, I can get so much more higher price somewhere else, the going rate went up. Upisim midvam and Ababais convinced them to stay on. Einam yucholam loimo, l'nispayasna, elo adan shetetiv ascharenu kifi ayoike. They can't say, well, I know we agreed to stay on, but the understanding was, of course, you're going to pay us a higher price. Kushu Yoshev, he can respond to them, loi piyasi, that I convinced you to stay on, who's elo adas, loisav lachem, achilu, shesiv, achin asisi. I did better terms, I gave you some benefits, I gave you lunch hour on time, instead of having every day at a different time, I said I'll make sure to get you every day a proper fixed lunch hour, or whatever it would be, to give you more food, whatever a masla, and a lav dafka, they point out that, lav dafka, these are maslas, any a masla that he can give, why is mefaisim, and why to make the job better for the poilim, or vice versa, why the poilim can make the job better for the balabais, that would be fine. It doesn't have to be achil v'chassi either. But any a masla is good enough, because if you come back stam, you're coming back on the old term, and that was the old terms, whatever the price was, even though the malacha, the price fluctuated in between. Yes, if he doesn't have, it sounds like the Mechaba, V'chein Asinu.
If they don't offer anything, they just say, you know,
tough luck.
So then right, then offering another job or whatever, but not offering anything extra.
Offering now, offering by when they were sweet talking.
Harold,
he refused. That's it. I'm out of here. Right, I don't want.
Well, on the first case also, if they don't offer something. If they just say, oh, come on, it's not right.
No, they don't have to do it when it's the come on. During the piece, it doesn't say what they're convincing him. Don't worry, it'll be good for you, it'll be worthwhile. They don't have to say what it is. Lacha mice, at the end of the day, when they want to get paid, and they have the six or how much they're supposed to be paid, as long as the one side could say, the reason why we really were not to the old agreement was because I'm going to make it better for you in Achil
Lechassiya. Just said we thought that, you know, the fact that we
advised
you was good enough. That's not enough.
They have to have done something to make it better. They promised they're going to make it worthwhile for him. They're going to make it better for him. So if that was the case, I'll have to give him something better. And that's what the Mechaba says. V'chein asino, we taka did it. If you didn't do it, you're going to have a problem. Sorry?
What about the inverse of the
Ramah? The inverse of the Ramah gets, again, it will be enechanami l'chay, it should be the same alaka, but that's get complicated. I'd rather skip it to Shin Lamed Gimel, hold off. Because when a poet backs out, there might not be the rumors, whatever. You have to see the case.
The Mephites said, listen, even though the price went up or down, I mean, whatever it is, it's
since you didn't make more, but you'll have to go find a job, it'll take a couple of days until you find it, and then you're losing money, and then, well, hey, you have a job, and you know me, and you know we know each other, I can't walk.
Okay, so that could be that you see from the peers, it's as if they spelled out that they're going back to the old price. Because the Leinzig Mishnah uses for you to go out and search for a better job, because till you're going to get it, you're going to lose employment till then. So then I hear, it's clear, if I'm, besides the peers, if we say Lahedja, we're going back to the old terms, Havadi, go back to the old terms, without any Amas lawyers, without any Tarumas, without these Alokas. It's only when I just sweet talk you to take me back because it's going to be worthwhile for you, don't worry, ba pa pa, and I don't say numbers, so then we have to know, did I go back to the old price or I'm going back to the current price? But if I say in your case that you explain to them why they should keep the old price because it's not going to be worthwhile for them to try to look for another job because they're going to lose employment, that could be, depending on what said, again, that it was nachas to the old price.
When he's revising, when the Mechaber gives the case, what's Achilas? Did he mention Achilas? He just was revising.
No, he just revising. But now he's saying, when I said it was going to be worthwhile for you, it's going to be good for you.
I'm revising, and I had a mind not to give him anything. He should just be happy because it shouldn't be happy.
Oh, I don't know about that. Oh, that's what you mean. I don't know about that. Because you're banking on the fact, right, you're banking on the fact that till he gets another job, you know, that doesn't sound like it's going to really win. Because it sounds like you're going to make it work for him, so you have to do something extra.
Works for me, I'm a good employee, whatever it is.
So you would have to prove that you're a better employee. He wanted to walk off even though you were a good employee till then, right? So you have to improve, do something better while you're hanging him on, holding him on.
Who gives them the right to walk off? He's trying to convince them that they should keep with the original contract, and that's what he's saying to them.
So if he says you should stay with the original contract,
because if he says that, they're going to walk off still.
He's
being Matthias now, but really he wants to.
So he might be stringing them along. So when he said no, it's going to be worthwhile for you, it's going to be good for you. So you have to make it better because they were prepared to walk off on the old terms.
We're not making
an aver that way. Well, because of the Tarumis issue. Okay, we're going to get to the Tarumis issue. But Bai says that's not enough. When I say that's worthwhile for you, it's, you know, not Ben Adon Lamakam, then I should say that you're going to have an aver and you're doing something not right. But if I say it's going to make it worthwhile for you.
He wants them to complete this contract. He doesn't want them to walk.
So, but if he tells them he's going to make it worthwhile for them, he has to come through. He has to do something extra for them, which is L'Tzayvosam. It doesn't have to be the new going rate. That's the chiddush and that's faket. The Baal Bais wins out, but he has to do something. Chach achiddush shasiya, something that's what he intended when he said it's going to make it worthwhile for them. All right, let's copyright one more sif. Imam malacha shaveh hay. What happens if the malacha is shaveh hay? The katchila the malacha is shaveh hay. The sachrim bedalit, and he paid them below market rate. He paid them for 4, even though the going rate was 5. And what happened in the middle of the terms of the deal, or after the contract, before they did the malacha, v'huzla, the going rate all over went down, v'amda al dalit. So now the balabais tells the poelim, the katkila when the going rate was 5, I was only paying you 4. So you're willing to take a discount, whatever the reason is, because you know me, because you're desperate, it's difficult for you to get a job. Now that the price everywhere went down to 4, I only want to pay you 3. Because my kavana was, I'm paying you 1 less than the going rate. The law is not like that. No, it's lem dalit. He still has to give them dalit. And the inverted case as well. Let's say he hired poilim, the going rate was 5, and he hired them for 6. Then now all poilim deserve to get 6. Einom, the poilim cannot go to the balabayis. Since initially when we hired ourselves out, we weren't going to go for the going rate. We feel that we're best in a mention. We don't go for going rate. We're willing to take 6 because that was 1 more than the going rate. Now that it came out that the malacha appreciated and it's really worth 6, I want 7 because I always want 1 more than the going rate. That you have no right to do. All the balabais has to pay the 6, the initial terms. Whatever was made up, that's why you have to go. And the Gemara says, Svaris, why? Because let's say in the first case where the malacha was worth 5, and he hired them for 4. The pilot would say, look, I wasn't going to make an issue of that $1. I was willing to take 4, even though it was $1 less than the going rate, because I knew that you weren't bekant in the market. But now that you know that the going rate is really 4, now that it went down, but you know it's going 4, I'm not willing to be less than 4. 4 was my bottom. I was willing to take 4. I'm desperate. Whatever my cheshbon is off, 4, I'm willing to do the deal. For 3, I'm not willing to go down if the going rate is 4. I was never knocked to the terms 1 less, or vice versa. The Baal Bais was never knocked to the terms 1 more. If they made up a contract, we're going to at least get a dollar more than the going rate, and a konami, or a dollar less than the going rate. But that weren't the terms. The terms were a number. The terms are five, the terms are four, whatever it is. And therefore, the smikas, that's one of the terms, that it fluctuates later, up or down, that's irrelevant. And the poilim and the balabais, depending on the case, have to stick to the terms that they made up. All right, any questions?
Again, it doesn't say,
well,
it's really the same
halacha
as seen before, except before it said,
over here it
doesn't say you have to
be fired. Because before the halacha was that he was hired at the going rate, and they're walking out because it went up and down, and it made the whole grandstanding. Here, the body is that. So that's the chiddush. Even though lechachila you started off with a little high, so you think that you could still maintain that deal of a little higher. Kamash will know that if I heard five or whatever it is, that's what I pay. I pay five. I don't pay a little higher or a little lower than the going rate. The terms are five, and that's all I'm locked into. Nothing more, nothing less. Before it wasn't that. That you don't see that chiddush in Sefei. Sefei was that those grandstanding guys are walking off the job, coming back, peers, negotiations. You want to know what the negotiations were done? It was done. The Stimus Advam was done on the old deal for Malcolm that it was Tarumis. That's Sefei. Sefav is a different chiddush. What's the Havimina? Because if you sue you that you all along you will. All right, if you all just not a chiddush, I hear it. But,
all right. Are there cases where they can demand more money in the middle of the.
Are they allowed to? We're going to see in Shinlam again, we're going to see in Shinlam again, Dalin and hey, whatever, talks out, play them backing out.
If, like you said before, that someone says that have someone else that will do it for less, so by a slave or by a mechanic. And you want to make up with him, I'll give you, I'll match the price, but only if it's true that that happened.
Or if you make it tonight, then I can. If I'm only willing to buy the house for $275 because you really had an offer for someone else for $270, and you make that as a tanai, a real tanai, and a khanami, we're not talking about that.
So then
that's it, the baltak tzitzah. We're only talking about a case where we just, you're talking back on sif dollar before, it was only just sweet talking, part of negotiations, part of convincing, whatever it is, you know, convincing you to get you to buy the diamond deal, it's worth much more, we'd never sell it for that, whatever it is, and you're just sweet talking the guy in, so you don't see that the guy was Amish pegged it as a tonight cover, that the terms are only done because someone else gave you that offer. He just, you know, we're just sweet talking the guy in, but whatever the dollar amount was, that's really what the smikas tas was. All right, good luck.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.